Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've spent a little bit of time with Justin, more of a casual encounter than anything. Seems like a very knowledgeable person when it comes to the game. I know he's got a passion for baseball, and you know, he and I have some commonalities coming from the Metro Detroit area and have migrated to Chicago. So there's always something to talk about. I think that there's probably we used to root for the Tigers and now we despise the Tigers. But I can just say that about myself. I can't speak for him.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is the voice of Chris Getz, the general manager of the White Sox, and he's talking about the new owner. Well, not quite the new owner. The will eventually be owner.
Part owner.
Justin Ishbia. Well, he is investment. He's going to make a heavier investment, and we are delighted to welcome in Mitchell Armantrout of the Chicago Sun-Times, their fine reporter covering politics and stadia, which is exactly what this is. Mitchell, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Longtime listener, first time caller. Thanks for having
me. Thanks for joining us.
I got to ask you, so as you research Justin Ishbia and as you look into his role and Jerry obviously kind of recruiting him for more investment, he was interested in perhaps buying the Minnesota Twins, and now he's in line to take over the White Sox. What do you believe is in it for him? In other words, why would he want to come on board with the uncertainty of whether he's taking over in 2029 or 2034 or however this thing is going to kind of end up being?
You know, I think this is kind of frustrating for White Sox fans because it was sort of laid out in this very Reinsdorf way, this convoluted sort of path to controlling ownership. But, you know, I think we can only sort of speculate at this point, but it seems like he thinks that this is his best chance to own a Major League Baseball team. Like you said, it sounds like he was really close to getting a bigger stake of the Minnesota Twins last year. And friends at The Athletic did a lot of great reporting on that earlier this year about basically Reinsdorf, when he got wind of that, swooped in and said, hey, I'm looking to get out of this business fairly soon. So if you want to get a big piece of the White Sox pie, let's talk business. And I think that's kind of what came to a head last week. And, like I said, this is all – It apparently may or may not happen, but I don't think that Reinsdorf would come out and, they wouldn't make this sort of announcement if they didn't think that this was a deal that was going to go down in 4 years and or 8 years, depending on, the specifics of how it happens. Kind of a weird sort of path to controlling ownership, but, you know, Ishbia seems to think that this is his best bet. So we'll see.
Part of it may involve he's building a house in Winnetka. You address that as well. I also think it's interesting. He's not spoken publicly about this and declined your interview request as he has others. But he did say in a statement that you quote him as saying he looked at this as an investment in the future of the Chicago White Sox and an opportunity to deepen my commitment to the city and the team. I think, as you point out after that, in the paragraph that followed, that might quell some concerns that people might have about him moving the team to Nashville, where he has some business interests and did attend Vanderbilt as a graduate there. Did you get the sense in your reporting that that Nashville possibility is one we should take off the table?
You know, it's certainly something that his statement, you know, talking about how he wants to marry his passion for baseball and kind of business and invest in the Chicago area, that certainly seemed geared towards trying to allay those concerns about Nashville, which have obviously been there for years with the White Sox. Jerry Reinsdorf publicly floated that idea of a potential relocation to Nashville just a year ago. But, you know, Justin Ishbia, you went to Vanderbilt.
Right.
He owns this huge private equity firm that's made billions of dollars over the years. That's, you know, where the bulk of his wealth lays. Also, I should say his father is the founder of one of the biggest mortgage lenders in America. So that's where another big chunk of his wealth comes from. But yeah, I mean, he does a lot of business in Nashville. There's no getting away from that. He owns a big part of a Major League Soccer team in Nashville, the Nashville Soccer Club. You know, those ties are undeniable. And we'll kind of, I guess you can, as with anything with the White Sox, you sort of wait to be seen if maybe that is held as some sort of leverage point for, you know, stadium money talks down the line. But again, that's totally going four steps ahead of the game here. Just based on what he said and what I've, you know, been able to learn so far about Justin Ishbia, which I should say, you know, isn't all that much. It's just sort of kind of what's out there in the public record at this point. He did an interview with Forbes last year where he gave some insight to sort of how he thinks. But, you know, there's still a lot to learn about Justin. And I think White Sox fans are going to be, you know, they want to hear it from himself that, you know, he's invested in building here in Chicago.
You're listening to Mully and Haw on The Score. We're talking to Mitchell Armantrout of the Chicago Sun-Times, their fine reporter. And he joins us on the Otero Tire Hotline. Otero, your hometown tire, otero.com. So, Mitchell, when we think about Stadia, right, we got the Bears. Where are they going? They didn't get the answer they wanted from the legislature in the last go-round. They can go back to them in September, but it looks increasingly like they're going to wind up in Arlington Heights. We know that that the Chicago Fire Soccer Club is building their own building, $650 million at the 78. That is going to happen because they got a guy in Joe Mansueto who's going to fund it himself. The White Sox are looking for a new building. Jerry has talked about the need for the building to anchor the White Sox in Chicago. Obviously, that is a site where they keep saying, oh, you could fit it down there. Oh, don't worry about it. You're going to have a soccer stadium and a baseball stadium. And that sounds great. I'm just wondering, is there any appetite at all in Springfield? You know, first of all, I wonder about the Bears and how much infrastructure help they're going to get and how much tax breaks and all the rest of it they're going to get. And I know they got people down in Springfield working on it, but you got people from Chicago. There's a political element here that doesn't want to help them leave the city. I'm curious about that. And also, you know, I would imagine Ishbia has enough money to help out significantly more than Jerry seems willing to in the 78. When would that happen if it were to happen? And again, public kind of appetite for spending money on Stadia doesn't seem like it's overwhelming.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No. It's kind of at a historic low, it seems like. I talked to a lot of state legislators about this last week as they were wrapping up the budget in Springfield, and very tough budget year. You know, they were closing a $1 billion budget gap, and there really wasn't much room to talk about doing any favors for the Bears or the White Sox or whoever. And, you know, the one thing that a lot of those lawmakers have been telling me in the week since is, hey, look at Joe Mansueto. You know, that makes it a lot easier for you to build a stadium when you show up with your own money. When you're paying your way, you're not going to run into as many roadblocks. And, you know, say what you will about the way the Bears have handled things. You know, they still obviously are just kind of playing footsie with Arlington Heights and going back and forth. And, you know, obviously they're looking more towards Arlington Heights, but they still need a lot of help to make that happen. You know, regardless of that, the criticism that they've gotten for sort of going back and forth, you know, they still committed to paying $2 billion, the McCaskey family.
Right.
Again, you know, that's might cover half the project cost. But that's a concrete number that Jerry Reinsdorf really hasn't quite committed to publicly. You know, he said that he would pay for some of this, stated that he really wanted to get at the 78. And I know the team still has some hope to do that, to squeeze in two stadiums at the 78. I should say the local alderman, Pat Dahl, is pretty vehemently opposed to having two big stadiums down there. She says the residents wouldn't go for that. So. That's kind of a big political battle to watch in the months and years ahead, I'm sure. But yeah, the biggest thing that Justin Ishbia brings to the table for the White Sox is he's really rich. Not to be blunt or too obvious about it, but you know, this is a guy whose estimated net worth is almost twice that of Jerry Reinsdorf. You know, he can put some serious skin in the game for them. And you know, that obviously the more money that they can commit to this themselves, I think that's when they might get some buy-in from state lawmakers and, you know, city officials as far as, you know, potentially getting some help from the public dollar side for some infrastructure, you know, the pipes and roads that any stadium needs. So, you know, I think that's, you know, again, this is all just reading the tea leaves, but right. You got to think that that's really what Reinsdorf is looking for here.
Based on your reporting, how involved is Related Midwest still with the White Sox in wanting to build the ballpark next to the Chicago Fire Stadium? And how much, if any, effect did the Fire's announcement have on the White Sox days later making that kind of proclamation?
You know, I've been told that, you know, this announcement was going to happen either way, regardless of what the White the Fire, you know, had been planning. I don't know how much truth there is to that. I mean, it certainly is conspicuous timing to get this huge ownership transition plan announced just a few days after Joe Mansueto kind of called dibs on the 78 side. you know, I think that, you know, Related Midwest has been trying to make something big happen at the 78 for almost a decade now. And I think, you know, adding the White Sox to the mix, that would make it even more of a sort of a destination, kind of a focal point for, you know, for getting folks down there into the South Loop. You know, I haven't been able to really get through to folks at Related Midwest just to kind of get more of a rundown of exactly what they want to see happen as far as, you know, the two teams, but it's certainly kind of an exciting possibility.
The Michael Reese site was mentioned with the Bears. I don't know that the Bears ever seriously looked at it. They felt it was a little small for their idea of a dome, but somebody released a bunch of drawings of what it would look like, and I think it was the financiers themselves, the people that own that property. That is a beautiful location, and it's a big location, and if they could pull that off, might be another place to look at. But, you know, you tend to understand that people want what they want, and especially like a guy like Jerry, if he prefers to be in the 78, he'll try to make that happen. I'm not sure how the legislators feel, and if one location would be better from their perspective or would be more, more likely to be financed if you feel like you've got like an area in the city with the Michael Reese site that is just kind of wasted.
You know, at least as far as the local state rep there, Cam Buckner, and the alderman, Lamont Robinson, down in Bronzeville, I think they can get a lot more political heft on their side if they were to look at the Michael Reese site. It's really just kind of been a plot of land that's been sitting there for more close to 20 years. Mayor Daley, back in the day, that was his big vision for an Olympic Village back when 2016 was on his radar before that crashed and burned pretty early in the process. So the city bought this land, and it's just kind of sat there fallow for years and years and years. The developers who control this land on behalf of the city, they pitched the Bears really hard on trying to fit a stadium in there. Kevin Warren says that it's too narrow. There's, you know, an old rail line that goes through it.
Right.
Makes it not fitting for an NFL stadium. But, you know, MLB stadiums typically have a smaller footprint than a 100,000-seat football stadium. And they're a little bit cheaper, too. Generally. Folks I've talked to, the White Sox say that hasn't been on their radar. They really like what the possibilities at the 78. But state legislators really view the Michael Reese site as an opportunity to bring some much needed development to Bronzeville, an African-American neighborhood that has been kind of left behind in a lot of other development efforts compared to other parts of the city. I think that's one spot where if they were to commit to that, I think the state could get behind them a lot more easy than, something like the 78.
Mitchell, nice job. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
That is Mitchell Armantrout of the Chicago Sun-Times. Very interesting stuff.
Yeah, it's not the end of the story, obviously. It's just maybe beginning for the White Sox in terms of the ballpark and potential move to the South Loop.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.